Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Patrick, I don't want to alarm you, but is that blood coming out of the side of your mouth?
Yes, Jim. I've been trying to get used to the taste of human blood.
Why would you want to do that? At the very least, you should wait for the weekend. So, I got to tell you this, Patrick.
Yeah.
The other day, my wife, Katie, she was listening to the podcast. I wouldn't say that necessarily she's a regular listener, but every once in a while she likes to check in.
Yeah.
And then she listened to one of our episodes, and then she was listening. We were listening to another podcast, some other podcast, not music related. And she was commenting, she said, about this other podcast. She said, I like this because they sound like they're just sort of like hanging out and talking. You guys sound a little too stiff. And I was like, what?
Really?
We literally are just hanging out and talking. Like, so this is starting to trouble me. I don't know.
She obviously hasn't listened to enough episodes to make that judgment, because when you've heard me with five snow beers in me,
that's right.
It's definitely not stiff.
I don't know. So I guess she's probably commenting on me. Maybe I need to loosen up a little bit more.
I don't think so.
But she's known me for, you know, over 25 years, so
right.
She knows this is what you get. This is me. I'm, you know, I'm not putting on any act. Yeah.
Well, Jim, I love you, as you know, and I wanted you to help me with something, though. I was with the Wingtip Slope guys last night, and we got around to giving our Christmas gifts. I got this from Andy. It's the wireless music hat.
Okay.
Read some of the features,
all right,
though.
Wireless music hat. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Read some of the stuff on the side.
You can't
that
actually see it on the front package because there's a barcode sticker right over the main part of the label.
But look at some of the stuff it'll do.
Okay. Listen to music.
Uh-huh, you can do that.
Take incoming calls.
Uh-huh.
You can voice chat.
Yeah.
It provides comfort and warmth. And good air permeability.
What about on the top there, the other side? What does that say?
I don't
the
understand.
Pink?
Voice, or I'm sorry, volume, addition, and subtraction.
Oh, so you can turn it up or down. It's a beautiful feature.
Okay, that's hilarious, because when I first looked at that, I was like, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
That just adjusts the volume.
Turn it up.
Volume, addition, and subtraction.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
Sanitation engineer.
Exactly.
So, yeah, let's crack into that bad boy. I don't know how it works, but it looks like it's some
music
sort of
hat.
Bluetooth system.
Do you want? You really want to open this?
Yeah, let's open it. I just, you know, really quickly like to see what the concept is before I get into it. I'm sure there's a lot to set up. You know, we won't go through that today, but...
First of all...
Oh, it's like a beanie.
It's like, yeah, like a toque.
Oh, that's sweet.
So that's nice. And then it says Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
And then there's some little buttons here on the hat itself.
Just reach up to your hat and turn it up.
So I guess it has, like... speakers in the hat.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like wearing earbuds, but like embedded in the hat.
In a hat. That's good for me with a person with problem ears.
There's a little charger right there. I don't think you have to wear this as you're walking around, do you? The cord?
I can't go very far from the plug.
Far, yeah.
No.
This would be good for shoveling snow.
Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, I'm going to try it out on some of my walks.
So,
I'll report back. So yeah, thanks for the Bluetooth.
Do you walk
music
the dog?
Hat.
Do you take the dogs for walks?
We
or
do.
Are they...
Yeah, we'll take them. Our older one doesn't go very far anymore, but we will take them around the block.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do
and
that.
The littler one can go up to 47 miles without tiring.
Well, because what I was going to say is, having been a dog owner, it seems like the smaller dogs don't necessarily need walks like the bigger dogs
they don't.
Do.
That's right. Yeah, the smaller dogs are just. Can run around enough and it's
they
fine.
Go around the backyard, run around for a while.
And we do have a fenced in backyard with a doggy door, so it's not a big priority. They'll go in the yard whenever
they let themselves in. Out
they
go out, get a smoke.
They will,
you know,
that's right. We'll see them out there.
Come back in,
tearing up some paper towels or something that they ripped out of the trash can, stuff like that.
Yeah, very good.
But anyway, it was a belated gift exchange for the Wingtip Slopes, but we're all set now.
That's wonderful.
Yeah,
did we ever like actually start this podcast?
So, not yet.
Oh, okay, all right. So how loose is this for you? Huh?
How stiff is that?
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
There we go. And we're talking new music from January.
January.
Of 2019.
Yes.
It's 2019. It is literally the future.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And yesterday I talked about Faux Ferocious and Pip Blom.
Yep.
And you have a couple of picks of music that you have discovered.
I do. The first one I want to lay on you, Jim, is very unsimilar to the second one. And so, you know, the first one, I got to say, I've been looking forward to this for quite a while. I'm a big fan of this band. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm unashamed and proud to really love Vampire Weekend, and I really like their third album a lot. I think Modern Vampires of the City is really underrated and great, and a great record. And now they have new music, Jim. They just put out a couple songs right here in January, mid to late January.
You have been waiting for this.
I've been
record.
Waiting for this for a long
You've
time.
You've mentioned this before.
Yeah.
When is Vampire Weekend going to emerge with new music?
And now Ezra has finally let us know that new music is coming out. It's been recorded. Although, you know, it was similar to what happened last year with Phosphorescent. I was really looking forward to that album, and it came out. And, you know, you build up, you know, anticipation, and you build stuff up in your mind. So they have a new song called Harmony Hall. And let's just give it a listen. Been waiting for it for many years.
Took a vow in summertime, now we find ourselves in late December. I believe that New Year's Eve will be the perfect time for their great surrender, but they don't remember. Anger wants a voice, voices won't sing, sinners harmonize till they can't hear anything. Thought that I was free from all that questioning, but every time a problem ends, another one begins, and the stone walls of harmony all bear witness. Anybody with a word in mind can never forgive the sight of wicked snakes.
Yeah, so there it is, Harmony Hall.
And how many times have you listened to that song?
I've listened to that like 4 or 5 or 6 times since it came across my radar. And I will say, on the positive side, it's cool that I can still listen to it, you know, that many times and still try to figure out how I feel about it, because I'm really not sure.
So, okay, this is the first time I've heard it.
Okay.
So I will tell you what I noticed is... It has that kind of Vampire Weekend sort of bounciness to it, but doesn't have the kind of twitchiness that they have, right? Mm-hmm. It's a little smoother in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
The guitar work, though, is really good.
Yep.
It's really impressive. And, you know, it reminds me kind of of Paul Simon.
Ah, that's interesting. You're right. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that, but you're right. Mm-hmm.
The way Paul Simon would play guitar, and I think they've always sort of had some of that Paul Simon world beats kind of influence, you know, like the way he would like to explore all those different sorts of cultures in his music. And I feel the same kind of way about Vampire Weekend. So I think that's something worth, I think that is something worth anticipating. I think we want to hear where this goes.
It's going to be really interesting. And a couple things I'll say is one, I got a message from one of the people I work with in my day job, who's an aspiring music writer or music person in some way. And her name's Anna. She's really great. She messaged me yesterday and said, I can't think of many people who have the crossover knowledge about this kind of thing, AKA I'm old, is what she's saying between the lines there. But I really got to point out to somebody that the new Vampire Weekend single, Harmony Hall, sounds eerily similar to Touch of Grey by the Grateful Dead.
Oh. Huh.
If you have any chance to listen to it soon, please let me know, because it's freaking me out. That's kind of a thing that's come up. There is a little bit of that in the dark kind of bounce later in the song. Maybe not so much at that beginning part we heard.
Okay.
But you can definitely kind of hear it. Huh. So there is that. The other thing I'll say is that Rostam does not appear on this album. He is not a part of this Vampire Weekend album, as he was on the first three. He's gone his own way. He's doing solo work and production now. So that, you know, I think is playing a big part in the sound change as well. So I think your observation, and the Paul Simon thing, is right on point, man. It really makes a lot of sense now, especially with kind of the beat that comes in.
Yeah.
That's kind of that sprinkle of world music feel to it. Yeah, well said.
Well, you can't go wrong with that.
No. I mean, yeah, it could be worse.
That's a good influence.
Yeah, that's right. It could sound like Jimmy Buffett. Anyway, now for something completely different.
Okay.
You may have to find this one on, you're probably going to have to find this on Bandcamp.
Okay.
It's Hank Wood and the Hammerheads. It's called Heads, two song, a single.
Okay, I'm on the Bandcamp.
All right.
The two-song single. Yeah, this is already cracking me up.
A two-song single by Hank Wood and the Hammerheads. They're a rock and roll band out of New York City.
And that's the best kind of single.
Yeah, it really is.
Two songs, yes. Uh-huh.
And apparently you can't even get it on a real cassette. It's only digital, so that's even better.
But the album cover
looks like it's
yeah, a
but
J-card.
Man, I tell you, I've clicked all around the internet and I cannot find. Although look at the J card, it says /300. It looks like they were going to make 300 copies and number them. Yeah. Anyway, I don't know a ton about.
We'll contact Hank.
Yeah, we'll get in touch with Hank. If you could help me out, Hank. It's a two-song single called Heads. This is the top side, the A side. It's called You Could Have It. It sounds nothing like Vampire Week.
Pretty great.
Yeah, it's really good. It's just straight up rock and roll, man. The Stooges, the Cramps, the Liars, that tremolo guitar turned way up. Sounds beautiful to me. It's really hits the spot.
Yeah. Good call there.
Yeah.
But also a little cowpunky too.
Yeah, for sure.
Way.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the name of the band goes along with that too. And
right.
And you pointed out, there it is. It says physical copies available on tour.
Yes.
But I love, here on their Bandcamp page, Jim, January 16, Philly, January 17, Pittsburgh, 18, Cleveland, 19, Chicago, 20, Kansas City, 21, St. Louis, 22, Nashville. Every night they're burning it up. So don't see DC on there, but hopefully there'll still be some left when they get here.
But
February 1st, Brooklyn.
That's what I was
going
to say. Go up to Brooklyn.
Yeah, we'll do that. Or if Mike Wagner wants to catch him in Houston tonight, we can't make that work. That was January. But yeah, they're playing hard and rocking. I'd love to see them open up for Lee Baines and the Glory Fires. I think that'd be a great bill.
Similar kind of thing.
Yeah, there
right?
it is.
Totally.
Yep. So there you go. Hank Wood and the Hammerheads and Vampire Weekend. I wonder which will sell more copies. But yeah, I like Hank, and that really sounds good. The other stuff they've made is amazing, too. They're just an all-out. They have a self-titled album that came out in March of last year. Just check them out. They're really good.
So I want to give the listeners a little preview of what's coming up the rest of this week, which is that we have a celebrity interview, right? And it relates to what you've been playing here, because I noticed that Vampire Weekend, that their most popular song on Spotify is A-Punk, and it has 160 million plays, right?
Wow, that's a lot of plays.
And wasn't that interesting that we were talking with Ryan Miller from Guster,
and he was
talking about how there's like a tactic to try to record songs in a certain way that they'll get on Spotify playlists.
Wasn't that fascinating? An acoustic song, because acoustic playlists
Do you listen to the... I know that those playlists exist.
Yeah.
The ones that are sort of like curated by Spotify, but I don't really listen to those.
Hell
do you?
No, I stay away from those things. To me, that's like the man telling me what to listen to. I don't choose that.
I've learned something new about sort of the music business
Isn't
and what people are trying to do.
Yeah.
It's almost like trying to get a song on the radio again. Now you want to get a song on the Spotify playlist.
Right. That's the whole key. Yeah. And amazingly, Harmony Hall by Vampire Weekend, I guess it's only been out as we record 2 days. It's already over 1 million plays. So that's incredible.
Now, I would encourage people to listen to my playlists
that
I put together.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you should do that.
But, yeah, totally.
But you don't need the Spotify playlist. So.
3,621,144 monthly listeners for Vampire Weekend.
Just to any artists out there, any new artists who want publicity or whatever, let us know.
Yeah.
You get put on one of my playlists, you might get 15 listens.
You get a boost. I will say that I haven't seen a lot of Wingtip Sloat on your playlist. I'm just saying, if you give me a little help there,
you gotta get your beak wet. Right? So
I'm not sure what that means. That's the hop slam talking there, I think.
You know, a little something under the table here.
Hey,
we can make that happen.
All right, buddy.
All right. All right. So
How's that for loose?
That's right. So where are we here? We were going to do a cover.
That's right. Yeah, we're going to play out with
this,
that.
Loosely, actually, kind of sort of relates to what you played here today.
Okay.
So this will work.
But you just hinted that we have the rest of the week.
Yes.
An interview. It's going to be a three-parter.
With Ryan Miller from Guster.
That's really fascinating.
So I think people will like that.
What a personable, nice guy. He gave us way more time than we thought he was going to, and it was really great to speak with him, and he just was so thoughtful and down to earth. It was really cool.
Yes, and their most popular song on Spotify has 13 million.
Whoa.
So
pretty good.
He's learning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get that going. So, all right.
Yeah.
It is pretty good. All right. Yeah, that'll be fun. That was really fun that we recorded that.
Yeah,
and
that was great.
You guys are going to get to hear that. All right. So let's get to tomorrow. First off, you're going to listen tomorrow because, of course, you're listening.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Ryan was quite taken with that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you can correspond with us. Tell us what you've been listening to in January.
Yep.
You can email rock@suburbspod.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can call 612-440-1984. Leave a message there, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod.
Yes.
And thanks, as always, to Sam Lisker for running a lot of that stuff for us.
Wow.
Intern Sam.
Absolutely.
Wonderful job.
Curating the playlist. It's very important. It's becoming a job in itself now.
Now, the cover, new song,
or
I'm sorry, the
cover of an old song.
New cover of an old song. I think this has come to your attention.
Okay.
It's come across your radar, maybe. Tell me if not. There's an album that just came out by Mercury Rev.
Yes. I have heard about this. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Love that band. And it's a entire sort of tribute cover of a record that was a country classic. Well, kind of an unknown classic in some quarters, but certainly much revered by many people who are into country music. It's probably one of those Tyler Mahan Co. things where, you know, he'll do an episode on that.
Right. So
Bobby Gentry.
Mercury Rev did track for track covers of the Delta Suite by Bobby Gentry.
Mm-hmm.
But for each song, they have a different singer.
That's right. Lucinda Williams appears, many people.
Yeah. So I was going to do unless you want to do a different one, I was going to do the Lucinda Williams.
Let's do it. Ode to Billy Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because why not?
Be stuck in your head all day long. Yeah. It's great.
This is really interesting. All right. So we'll do that.
Such a cool way to approach something like this. And those guys are really creative. You know, they live up in the Woodstock area and they have a lot of that sort of band influence in their DNA. And they played with Garth Hudson and stuff like that. So I don't know if you know their album Deserter Songs, but it's one of the best albums you'll ever hear.
Well, I'm looking here at what they put out because I actually haven't heard much about them lately.
Gosh.
But they've been doing
some
stuff, and it's I guess I didn't realize.
They've been around. They put out some live shows. You know, I know they did that at one point, but you know, if you know this band at all, I think the place you got to start, you got to go back a ways, but Deserter Songs. Was a record that came out in 1998, and it's totally amazing.
All right, so this is Mercury Rev featuring Lucinda Williams doing Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe.
Right.
All right?
Got it.
Got that? All right. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you guys with Ryan Miller from Guster tomorrow.
You ever wake up in the morning and be like, I made a playlist last night of like 15 songs. I don't remember doing that.